Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine and cool start to the weekend over Gauteng in the northwest. It will be partly cloudy and cool with morning fog, patches and drizzle along the escarpment. That will clear up to make way for a fine afternoon. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 22, Joburg, Emalahleni and Polokwane 20, Mbombela 23. And you can get the hourly forecast for where you're going to be on this Friday. Go to jacarandafm.com and click on the weather tab.
In Kempton Park on the R21 southbound, there's now a vehicle fire. It's after the R25 Bubsfontein Road exit.
Former Judge John Klope is going to Parliament. He's been unveiled as Chief Whip for the Mkhonto Besigye Party. In February, Klope became the first judge to be impeached by Parliament, and he was stripped of his title as Western Cape Judge President. And international think tank Transport and Environment warns that automakers will have to lower the prices of electric vehicles if they want to sell them. The prices of batteries of these cars are also becoming too expensive to become a sustainable alternative to traditional vehicles. This comes after the latest data shows that sales of new electric cars, crucial in the fight against climate change, fell in Europe in May. According to the research, European drivers say they simply cannot afford electric vehicles and they are now opting for hybrid electrics.
No.
Looking at our business news. The rand gained some strength again during the night to back under the 18 rand level against the US dollar. Investors are now waiting for President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce his cabinet and give an indication on the policy direction under the new government of national unity. Zimbabwe's Ministry of Mines and Energy has announced its plan to install the country's first floating solar panels at Kariba Dam by early next year. Bloomberg reports the project will start with an initial 150 megawatts of solar on the surface of the dam. The severe drought has led to water allocation being reduced from the dam for power generation, causing an increase in power cuts. And Asian markets mostly fell this morning while traders are on intervention watch as the yen retreats back towards a three-decade low. The yen was barely moved this morning. And now a dollar at 17 rand 96, a euro 19 rand 25, a pound 22 rand 74 cents, gold at $2,361.64 per fine ounce, oil at $85.55 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news at 7.
Right, there are three major international tournaments on the go at the moment. So let's start with the T20 Men's Cricket World Cup. The Indians were absolutely wonderful yesterday. They managed a 47-run victory over Afghanistan during the Super 8 stage at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown. Batting first, India posted 181 for 8. In reply, Afghanistan dismissed for 134 off the final ball. In Antigua, at the moment, Australia and Bangladesh have been whipped off the field with rain seeing play in their Super 8 match suspended. Bangladesh, they had posted 140 for 8 in their first innings. The Aussies were 100 for 2 after 11.2 overs when the heavens opened. Plenty of football last night, starting at the European Football Championships. England failing to guarantee their place in the knockout stages. They were held to a 1-1 draw by Denmark. Elsewhere, Luka Jovic scored with a last-gasp header to snatch an equaliser for Serbia in their 1-1 draw with Slovenia, keeping both teams in contention for a place in the last 16. The big winners last night, Spain. They qualified for the last 16 with a match to spare after beating defending champions Italy 1-0. World champions Argentina opened their bid for back-to-back Copa America titles with a 2-0 win over Canada. And that was in front of a crowd of over 70,000 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the early hours of this morning. The Springboks straight down to business after arriving in London yesterday morning ahead of tomorrow's test against Wales. The similar time zones means they were able to immediately slot back into their weekly routine. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock. That match will be on the big screen on the B field at Loftus Versfeld, of course, all leading up to the Vodacom U.